This morning as I speak to you, I have hope for three things to be accomplished. I hope that in some way I can advise you. And if you're one of my Bible professors, that might be a little bit harder for me to do, but we'll see what I can do. But if you're one of my fellow students, then I hope that I can give you some piece of advice that you can take with you today. Overall, I hope that I can encourage every single person sitting here today. I hope that each one of us gets a small piece that we can take with us that will uplift our souls. And finally, I hope to not take too much of your time, so let's get right into it. As Christians, we all know that this world is not our permanent home. In Hebrews 13, verse 14, it reads, For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. We know this because we read it to be true. We also know this because we sing songs about it all the time. You know, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through, right? There's another song. One of my all-time favorites, as you guys probably know, because I like to lead this song all the time, There Is a Habitation, talking about a heavenly place that God has prepared for all of us to go home to. And also, if you listen to Christian music on the radio, All I Know Is I'm Not Home Yet, This Is Not Where I Belong. Songs like that we listen to all the time, telling us that this world is not our home. But there are also a couple songs that we sing about our home here on earth. Like maybe if you grew up going to VBS or something like that. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Stuff like that. Although that here on earth, this is not our final destination and this is not our final home, we can find a home here on earth and we can define ourselves in Jesus. The passage that I'm going to be speaking from today is going to be Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. I'm going to read that. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows in a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This verse tells us so, so much, and I'd like to unpack it verse by verse with you this morning. First, verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. We are not strangers, but we are members. We are known. We are numbered. We're known by name, and we're all members of God's home. Through Christ, we are welcomed into this home with open arms. This home is not defined by any earthly walls, but rather it belongs to him and him alone. Through his sacrifice, Jesus made us all members of his kingdom and his household. In verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. This home is built on a foundation, and it's built on a foundation that's given to us that we can learn from, look at whenever we so please. And I encourage you to do that. This teaching and this witness of the apostles and the prophets is where we can learn about our home and come to know this home. Jesus is the cornerstone of this home, and he holds everything, all of creation, all of eternity together. Without him, this home would collapse, but with him, this home stands firm. In verse 21, it says, and together grows into a holy temple. In whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. This family is not stagnant. This family is growing, and the house is growing. God's house is alive and expanding, and it expands every single day. Active pieces of this home are joined together, and we are those active pieces. And they're all joined together for his common work. This home with Jesus is not just a personal home, but it's a communal home, and we are a part of something bigger. In verse 22, it says, in him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This home is a dwelling place for His Spirit. Our ultimate purpose is that our lives become God's dwelling here on earth. Jesus makes our hearts His home, and He fills them with His Spirit. He transforms earthly homes into places of worship, peace, and His presence. Whether you feel like you are a part of this home, and whether you know that you are a part of this home, or maybe you're sitting here today feeling like your home is a place of loss, a place of sorrow, maybe abandonment, whatever that feel is, if you hear anything from this morning, please hear and know these things. Jesus welcomes us into God's home. Jesus is the cornerstone that holds absolutely everything together. Jesus makes us part of a living and growing home and family. And Jesus dwells within us through His Spirit, making our lives His home. Would you pray with me this morning? Dear Lord, we thank You for today. We thank You for blessing us in every single way, and especially giving us the wonderful opportunity to be able to gather here together as a community in You and spend time worshiping You and spend time in Your Word. Lord, we know that we are all invited into this amazing home, and we know that we will reach that home someday. But we ask that while we are here and while we are waiting for that amazing gift, that You would help us be active members of Your home and Your purpose. Jesus, we ask You that You would fill all of our hearts and fill our souls with Your Spirit. Give us a passion for You that runs deeper than anything else we experience in this life. Lord, we thank You so much for Your Son's sacrifice and what that means to us. Lord, we pray all of these things in His name. Amen.